Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Toon Jam. I'm Matt.
And I'm Jamie.
And yes, we have one final entry for our spooky season. We decided to go with a bonus one, as we were given a recommendation by our pal Ovens. So thank you for the recommendation. We always enjoy a good old recommendation, something different usually than what we would pick as well. It's rather aptly named, I think. Spooky month.
Yeah.
As it has been previously.
Previously on the month.
Previously, last month. Spooky month, yes. So maybe you've watched this, maybe you haven't. So let me tell you a little bit about Spooky Month before we begin. It is a Newgrounds and YouTube animated series made by Senor Pelo. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's just S.
I assumed so, yeah.
Pelo. So yeah. Senor Pelo, I would have thought. The Spooky Month series is about two kids, Skid and Pump, who are obsessed with Halloween, which they refer to as Spooky Month. No matter the time of year, they always celebrate with their infamous spooky dance, even if the world around them is twisted and desolate. Demons in the attic, killer dolls roaming the streets, and mysterious cult sneaking around the town. All of these things go on around these young... Spooky month lovers.
Yeah.
There are four main episodes, one spin-off, and they actually cameo in a few things, including a video game.
Oh.
That you may or may not have heard of. It is Friday Night Funkin'.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, they appear as characters in that game. Senor Pelo, credited as David Axel in the credits of all Spooky Month episodes, is a Mexican YouTuber, Newgrounder animator, artist, comedian, actor, and voice actor. He's got plenty going on. He is known for his videos in which he screams or makes other such noises, and also his animated parodies of video games such as Team Fortress 2, Super Mario, and Undertale, as well as the parody series Moki's Show, based on the cartoon Mickey Mouse and Co. On November 16th, he uploaded Spooky Month The Stars. I don't know when this was. I'm reading this off the fandom page. Doesn't have a year, so probably should have
some November 16th.
November 16th of some year. Obviously not this one, but unless you listen afterwards, then it might not be so obvious. But that was a sequel to It's Spooky Month. Mm-hmm. So very early on, I imagine, this was mentioned. But yeah, there you go. So a very, very small bit. So this is a have we watched a Newgrounds cartoon before?
I don't know if we have. I think we've said that a few things look like their Newgrounds cartoons in the past.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've actually watched one.
We've gone straight to the source this time. with this one. Yeah, so, I mean, I can confirm it looks like a Newgrounds cartoon.
It does.
But with it being one, you would expect that.
Hmm.
Had you seen this before?
No, not heard of it either. Never.
No, same.
Never crossed paths.
So this is completely new to us. Completely fresh. Do you often watch Newgrounds cartoons or?
Can't say that I do. I mean, I do watch some animated stuff on YouTube a lot of the time. So, you know, there's a chance it could have been recommended to me at some point and I just click it. But not really. Don't really dabble in the Newgrounds. What about yourself?
No, not seen many at all, really, apart from probably when it first, you know, came about.
Mm.
When it really was like base Flash.
Yeah.
But even then, not many. But you know me, I'm more... You kind of keep more nose to the floor when it comes to new stuff.
I suppose, yeah.
Whereas I'm, you know, I'm living in the past, baby. such is life. But yeah, so absolutely new to both of us anyway.
Yeah. And we watched the first one and the fourth one? Is that right?
Yeah. So we chose, which might sound very strange.
Mm.
But obviously the first one's like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
If that. So we were like, well, let's get a good example. The fourth one's about 20 minutes.
Mm.
So we thought we'd watch those two. And I think it was a clear example, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we wanted to see where it had come from. So like the first video, very short, very memeable, I guess. Very internet friendly with it being short.
That's more what I know, I think, of Newgrounds cartoons.
Mm. Just like, that kind of bite-sized.
Very short nonsense.
Yeah. I think that's where a lot of them become, you know, they spread like that, don't they?
Yeah.
And then, like episode four is 20 minutes long. So there's clearly been some development in what this is. It just started as like a video with a silly dance or whatever. And then the episodes get progressively longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, now 20 minutes. I'm sure I saw somewhere on Twitter that, the idea is for them to make 8 episodes of this, or that there's 8 more to come. I saw the number 8 and was like, oh, that's significant.
Always giving you the hottest misleading information here at Toon Jam.
Yeah, I think there's 8 more to come.
So
we'll see if we get, like, you know, 4-hour-long episodes by episode 8, maybe. I don't know. Maybe if...
Yeah, who knows?
They just keep growing.
But that, yeah, and that pretty much takes them through the entire decade as well.
Oh, yeah.
So they will be... this is a very 20s-centric series.
Yeah.
Seemingly. Okay, I've got no ratings.
No.
It's not even on IMDb. So, you know, if you really want opinions, I guess, A, you'll have to watch it.
Mm.
And B... We can always go over to Twitter. Is there much on Twitter for us?
There isn't anything on Twitter. I mean, there's people on Twitter that know it, that like it. There's lots of fan art on there. This year, it looks like there's been a lot of people decorating their pumpkins as pump. A handful of those. lots of people inserting their own OCs, original characters into scenes from this, lots of people drawing their characters in the style of Spooky Month, but you know, not a lot of pull quotes. We could say I like Spooky Month. I mean, I'm sure lots of people said that actually, but that's it.
Yeah, but then you know, so it's from what we're getting is it's very much a niche, and it has a small following.
Yeah. It definitely has a following, and you know, a lot of people they seem to be. In those types of circles where they'll do fan art and stuff for it. So, yeah, lots of people enjoying it. And, of course, because today we are actually, you know, behind the scenes, we are actually recording on the day of Hallows. All Hallows Eve.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking as if it's Halloween, heads up.
Yeah. So today, of course, there's lots of them popping up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Spooky Month, because it's the day, you know, it is the day.
The big day.
That's it. But yeah, nothing quote-wise. I'm just assuming that all of those people gave it two thumbs up. So
yeah, that's fair. So yeah, so highly lauded on Twitter, it would seem, and we can only assume it's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. That would have been.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My guess.
Well, then, let's dig in. First thing, I guess it does, like, obviously, with it being Newgrounds, visually, it's spot on for Newgrounds.
Yeah.
It feels like it's come right out of the mid-noughties.
It does, yeah, definitely.
So if that's your jam, you're going to like the look of it. But, I mean, how did is that something you enjoy?
I mean, there's a place for it, and that place is Newgrounds. So, yeah. I mean, I was like, oh, I guess I'm kind of, my expectations were set in at that point.
Yeah.
Of like, I kind of feel like I know what type of show this is going to be. And I mean, episode one was very much that show.
Like, yeah, yeah.
You know, it was a bite-sized little thing with silly dance and, you know, just things occurring with, you know, not much going on in between.
Yeah, just sort of like random sentences that...
Yeah.
It very much, I mean, it's very much of, like, I would say the humour is even... of the like mid-noughties.
Yeah.
Like you can imagine someone saying, wow, this is so random.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Those kids love it.
Yeah. The random generation.
Yeah. And it very much is like something you can see, you know, you can see why it probably got picked up by a lot of people just because it's something, it's so shareable. It's just like this thing, they say something, they do a little dance.
Yeah.
And then like every year you can just recycle that and just chuck it to your friend again or whatever. And then it becomes a, you know, a thing that you both have. So.
And that's like, you know, when you watch it as a, so like a minute long, silly little thing, it's not really going to bother you, is it?
No.
Obviously that changes quite a lot when it goes moving on to episode 4, 20 minutes long.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
How did that, you know, moving over to that, do you think it held, do you think it changed enough in its format to carry you through that 20 minutes?
I mean, I don't know if, I mean, they obviously sat down and thought this through because they were like, well, we can't just do that for 20 minutes. like there was significantly more of a story to this. And I was kind of worried that it would just be that same thing, like second long bites of things for 20 minutes. Which, I mean, to be honest, it was very fast paced, like scene to scene.
Yeah,
there's it did a lot of jumping around, multiple locations and stuff. And I will say, like, that episode 4 did feel a lot cleaner. You know, it was a lot more polished than episode 1. I imagine that's just literally the growth of the animator and stuff like that. Just, I mean,
it had quite a big team by that, the last one, seemingly.
Yeah.
I mean, it had its own credits, and there was quite a few people involved.
Yeah, yeah. So a bunch of people putting the work in on that, and you can tell the difference between that and number one. But yeah, I mean, the two main characters, I guess the issue is that those two still are kind of a bite-sized thing. And that they don't really have... I mean, they did try and build a bit more around them in episode 4. But I guess the problem going in is that, like, they just kind of do that thing that they do. And then that's kind of the whole bit. So it's like, how do we form 20 minutes of content around that? But, you know, we've got the addition of what's essentially like a Chucky doll in this one, which...
Yeah, and sort of looking at the other episodes as well, it seems like there's something like that in each one. There's like a different sort of horror trope, isn't there?
Mm. So, so it then becomes more about that than just the two kids, which makes sense. Makes sense when, you know, the kids have pretty much got a line and a dance.
And then it gives it a bit more purpose. It's kind of like something of a spoof, really, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Very much. I quite liked the amount of stuff they were sort of dotting around within the backgrounds. I thought the backgrounds were pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
But they had, like, you know, you went into their room. If you looked on their shelves, they had loads of toys of, like, Courage the Cowardly Dog, Billy and Mandy, and other, like, cartoon horror things. But then there was a bit where they were in a foyer somewhere and it had the carpet from The Shining.
Yeah.
There was books that were referencing things. And there was probably loads that I didn't even pick up on.
Yeah, there was loads of little horror things, loads of little video game things.
Yeah.
There was some Team Fortress 2 and some Portal references. And there was some cool little bits and pieces in the background.
I think that was, like, it did show as well the sort of detail they'd put into it. For this kind of thing, it's just not where you expect it as well.
No, and the fact as well that the story moved them to so many different places, it's like it felt like this took a lot more effort than the first one. Like, we were in somewhere new every couple of minutes, and it's like, oh man, this is a whole new scene, whole new background, another character. Like, I feel like we met a lot of, like, cashiers and stuff in this.
they were
doing their thing.
Yeah, a lot of, like, you know, low paid jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
And people not, usually just blokes not liking their low paid jobs.
Yeah.
It was very, very just sad man heavy.
It was, yeah. And I mean, we had the saddest man in the sort of, like, the advert, I guess, for the friendly for the fella or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was very sad. Very sad indeed. But, you know, the doll brightened his day. So
Maybe it's you know, if you feel like a sad man, this humour could tick some boxes for you.
Yeah, yeah, it could be your thing. It could be your new thing. You could send the original Spooky Month video to all of your friends every single Halloween. That could be the thing that you do. You know.
Turn that frown upside down.
You become Mr. Happy. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so there was a lot of, I think there was a lot of emphasis on side characters. And it was a bit hit and miss, I thought, those characters.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Sometimes funny, sometimes very what you'd expect from a Newgrounds video. Which, if you're into Newgrounds videos, then I guess that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. It knows its audience, I suppose.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing, kind of watching this, because obviously you can watch something and not like it, but then think, but it, you know, for the audience it's made for, especially with what we do, because, you know, we're essentially, what, 80% of the time we're watching kids shows.
Yeah, yeah.
That might have something in there for us. But yeah, it's kind of trying to figure out who is that audience. And when it's just an age, it's far more obvious and far more general, whereas this kind of isn't that, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd guess it'd be sort of like, you know, young teens maybe. Like, that seems like the humour or whatever.
I'd actually say mid to late teens.
Oh.
Just because you couldn't, if you were to rate this, it wouldn't be a 12.
No, I guess. But I think it's more of like, because it's on the internet, it's like, it's not for you, but you can secretly see it, type of thing. Secretly, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's like one of those videos that, like, oh, I'm not really supposed to watch this, but I do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why they have that.
Like, this is a good, like, 16 is an age where you'd get the peak out of it.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. Yeah. But teens in general, like, that's pretty much the bracket there, is like somewhere in the teens.
Whether, like, I mean, if you're listening, whether it's appropriate for those teens, that's not necessarily what we're saying.
Yeah.
Heads up. But yeah, I feel like they'll get the most out of this.
Yeah.
But then you kind of wonder, is it the people that initially got the most out of this that are still riding the wave, of, like, the Newgrounds wave?
Yeah, because they've got to be, well, you know, the creators and stuff have got to be significantly older than that if they've been working in Newgrounds since it came out and stuff.
Like, yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's it. You are actually looking at people that are probably around our age.
Yeah, I saw that, you know, people were sending happy birthday messages to Senor Pello, who was 30 at least.
Yeah.
So,
you know. According to fandom, he is 30.
Oh, official fandom knowledge.
I mean, on November 16th,
there you go.
What year I don't know, he uploaded Spooky Month the Stars.
So yeah.
Take it with a pinch of salt, but yeah, 30.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, probably double the age of the people that would probably find this, you know, get the best out of this, so, which is always interesting because it's like...
I think it's one of those things where, like, you know, sort of that, there's like these, just, it's like a niche crowd, isn't it?
Mm.
Rather than an age, it's more like just a niche crowd of, when you're making stuff like this, they're aiming it at anyone that will like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is obviously, as a like creative thing, it's not something that in the mainstream is ever really done.
No.
Because they can't figure out how to monetize it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it does make these kind of shows stand out in a different way.
Yeah, and it's the tone of it as well is very much aimed at a specific thing, and because, like you say, like similar Newgrounds stuff hits the same marks, doesn't it? So you really just it's kind of different in that way, and as well, like, we don't watch a lot of stuff that is just online, you know. We watch a lot of the shows, and I will say that it was definitely a different experience watching it on YouTube, just because it was 20 minutes long and I think I sat through like three different ad breaks, counting the one at the start, and that was something that's really changed the game. Like, back in my day, the YouTube didn't even have adverts.
Well, that's it. And I mean, you know, I rarely watch YouTube. I've not jumped on the wave that's been going for ages now.
Yeah, the wave that originated back in the night.
I'm the old man that's still on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the only time I really watch anything properly on YouTube is when we have to watch something like this. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was kind of weird. It's weird because it kind of shows you how adverts have changed as well in a strange way that I suppose is unrelated to everything. But, you know, you got like these weird 5-second adverts.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, crazy world we live in.
I know.
I don't know. It's crazy out here.
Don't think you'd get that on Newgrounds. I mean, maybe it's like just ads everywhere now. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know
it is, because you know I don't even know if it's still around or not. But yeah, like I imagine it's a different thing there, different experience, different viewer and experience overall when you've got to like skip ads in the middle of it multiple times, I will say.
Yeah.
So you know something different. The modern age,
like when it comes to the actual episode 4. Specifically, what were your sort of highs and lows?
I mean, I think once they got outside of the house and it started sort of picking up, they started going to different locations. I was like, oh, okay, like this is going somewhere. And then I think, you know, somewhere in the middle, it was like, oh, okay, they just keep bumping into other random people, and then there's not really much happening. But towards the end, they were building up to, they were, you know, the kids were genuinely in danger. Like you'd kind of, the people had kind of dodged this doll, like the whole episode where like nothing too aggressive had gone down. I think someone got a leg cut and that was basically it. But you know, once they were back at the house, they were alone with the doll, and it's like, oh, these, you know, what's actually going to happen? I think they did do a good job of building that up and being like, oh, you know, it's got a knife, something could happen. I mean, I didn't actually expect him to go all out and go mental with it, but it was like, oh, it was very, you know, very horror.
Yeah, it did have like a good horror sort of ending, didn't it? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was nice that you saw the characters develop a bit more, like the pair of them actually thinking outside of the box and you know, sticking up for themselves and stuff was good. Like I think by the end I was like, oh, no, this is it's arrived at a solid conclusion, really. I think
yeah,
kind of worried in the middle somewhere that it was like it wasn't really going to pan out to anything. You know, we were just going to kind of leap from one to the other. You know, nobody ends up, you know, there's no stakes really, like there's no consequences or whatever. But no, I think they did a good job in the end.
Was there anything that like you really that did like ruffle your feathers sort of thing?
I don't think so. I think there was a couple of characters that was just like, oh, this is very standard or whatever.
What you'd expect.
Yeah, but nothing that sort of went out of its way to annoy me, I don't think. But at the same time, I don't think there was equally anything that I was like, oh, that was amazing. That was like really good. Like I think once it reached its sort of like where it was at, you know, it picked itself up from the start. I think it kind of stayed there for the duration of the show. And then, you know, a little peak at the end there for the, just for the horror and the, a nice horrory ending there. What about yourself? Like, were there some elements that you were like, no, not for me?
Yeah, not I expected more of that, to be honest, going in. Mm. I saw sort of what we're getting into. We've said before, you know, the sort of new, like, I was expecting like hell of a boss.
Yeah.
And I know there's a few people that are probably listening now that really enjoy that, but we really didn't get on with it. And that's what I was expecting. But pleasantly, it was very different in like throughout most of it. The only bit that I think really got me, and this is, you know, it's not specific to this show, but it was the bit with the homeless guys.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we've got to a point now where I guess it's like, is it that funny, homeless guys, homeless people? It's actually a pretty horrible situation. So why do we always make fun of them?
Yeah,
that's what I think. It's just something that you kind of watch and you're like, they do really get ripped in so many things. And weirdly, I think we've only ever watched one thing that kind of, like, at least on Toon Jam, that kind of really actually illustrated the plight.
Yeah.
The Pink Panther Christmas, which was all about homelessness, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, that was really on point with that stuff.
Yeah, but like ever since, it just seems like, yeah, just making fun of people because they haven't got a house.
I thought at the end with like the final scene of them just turned them into just odd characters in general. Yeah. So I think that's why it was like, oh, like I don't even know what the thing was there. They were just strange elements in there, which there was a few. Yeah. Of, I guess I didn't really pick up on that as much. But
that was the bit that I think kind of wound me up. But otherwise, taking that out of it, I did think it was a nice little adventure. I suppose with these things, and especially like if you like the style, the flash style,
yeah,
then you're going to be happy. But if you don't, it's always going to grate on you a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to look a little.
And it kind of like at the like now, it kind of looks sort of low budget, like in a way that because you've come to associate it with that, haven't you?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And even though they do great things with it, it still looks like a flash cartoon, and it's mainly, I guess, the art style.
Yeah.
And the way they portray him, because then you've got this bit at the end in the credits. There's like a 3D picture.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that looks great.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you kind of think, really imagine what this show would be like in 3D.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with a clean sort of modern art, and even the same art style was the art style wasn't the problem necessarily. It's just the flashiness of it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that takes a whole different team, doesn't it?
Yeah, understandably, you know, it's easy to say, but on this level.
Yeah.
I think it had a nice little, like you say, it was nice to see the actual story play out, like, properly.
Yeah, and I think if you were sort of set with that task as well, of being like, oh, I made this one video that everyone just liked, which is some kids dancing. Is it like spooky month, and then being tested, like, got to kind of write a 20-minute script about this. Yeah. I did a pretty good job of like managing to get it to a point where it's like, oh, this is actually something you could sit down and watch, as opposed to it just being 1-minute clips of people doing weird things. Like, so yeah, fair play to them on that one.
Okay, well, we've had a good discussion about it, so let's move on. Let's give our final reviews.
Hey guys, thanks for having us today. We've got an amazing cartoon idea for a new show, and we're going to start off by showing you this fantastic 3D rendering that one of our artists did. So that when we
can you rewind? Just rewind there.
kind of came in guns blazing on that one a little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's my bad. Let me just back up a sec. So we've got an amazing cartoon idea for you guys. What we're going to do is we want to revolutionise the way that we're doing stuff here. So we've managed to get a mock-up, a 3D version of the show, because it's all going to be 3D, all fantastic, vivid. Yep.
Yeah. I just want to check. Do you know where you are? What studios you're in? Who you talking to?
Oh, sorry. Am I in the wrong? Is this this is Newgrounds, right? This is the
Newgrounds.
Oh, okay. Oh, heart jumped out of my chest there. So yeah. I got into like Nickelodeon or something.
No. I just wanted to make sure you understood where you are, and
yeah.
I'm just having a bit of trouble with what you're pitching.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's fine. That's why we're here. We want to make sure that we get all the problems out as soon as possible, so that we can nail this down and make this, you know, the best show on the internet. You know, so
the problem is 3D.
Oh, you don't like the 3D.
Well, I just don't know how you're going to do that on Flash.
Flash.
Hmm.
I thought Flash was dead.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is, but we make everything in here, we still have the latest version.
You still have Flash?
Yeah, so if you all our computers run on a model of either Windows XP,
what?
Some are on Vista. There's actually a couple on Windows Millennium, I think, but they all have Flash on them.
But this was going to be a new. We're going to take it to, like, you know, the next with the 3D, and it's like hyper real and vivid. Why would you?
Yeah, we. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, you can go to James Cameron if that's what, you know, you're after. But we're here at Newgrounds. The future's bright. The future's Flash. Okay, so here at Toon Jam, if you do not know already, we have a 3-point rating system that goes as follows. Thumbs up, modern animation.
Mm.
Doing some great things.
Oh, yeah.
Thumbs down, the future is Flash.
Oh.
That's impossible. And shaky middle, I guess the trying to still make your work look like Flash.
Yeah.
I guess it's that. It's for someone.
It's for some, it's but for not someone. For all.
A good, bad in the middle. So, spooky month.
Mm.
Your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, as far as, you know, internet videos that are just little easily digestible clips and stuff, I think it's cool that this one's kind of gone a bit further than that. I can't imagine that there's many that can get the, you know, that have sat down and then thought, like, how do we get a 20-minute show out of this? So, I mean, a pat on the back for him just on that front, really, of like trying to actually adapt it into something a bit longer than what it was. Like going in, it, you know, they seem to really take on the task. I wasn't expecting it to be sort of vast, as far as like location wise and character wise. Like, it's clear that a lot of effort went into it to making this. It had a pretty solid team there. The characters were fun enough. I think even though they seem to be, you know, they've got their catchphrases and stuff, and they've got their sort of tone, they didn't really become irritating, which I think could have been, could definitely be in danger of doing that. But I think by the end, you were still like, oh no, these they're all right. They're still pretty fun. I like that they developed. I liked all the little horror tropes as well as the bits and pieces in the back, or the little references. And overall, it did feel like, you know, even the art style aside, it felt on par with some stuff we've watched before that's, you know, by big studios. Like, as far as the way that the events kind of unfolded, it was like, yeah, that's a pretty sizable adventure for two kids that were just trying to celebrate Halloween. Like, it's quite fun. I mean, the look of it, not particularly to my taste. I think the animation was slick enough, though, for what it was trying to do. And, you know, it could have probably had other elements in it to really sort of, like, you know, bulk it out. There wasn't anything that I was really blown away by, but on the whole, a decent little show. So I think for me, it's going to be a shaky middle for Spooky Month. Shaky middle. Yeah, okay. Like I'm probably not going to go back and watch the ones I missed, but you know, I didn't hate it all the way through. So, that's, you know, the premise was shaky. Yeah, good shaky.
Yeah, that's fair. I think, pretty spot on. I think with this one, in what you said, it's the style again. For me, not to my taste, but I do think there's people out there that this will really tick boxes for. And especially sort of, there's like a, I guess there is like a nostalgic feel as well with the, with the art style.
Yeah.
Will come through. I think they had a really good attention to detail with backgrounds and, you know, inclusion of horror elements some pretty surface level, like the Chucky, and then some just things like the carpets and stuff like that, which is always nice because you know that someone's actually trying to, you know, make something that they're into.
Mm.
And sharing those sort of small details is nice. I think some of the side characters kind of pulled it down a bit for me. But again, I think it's a humour thing. There are people that will watch this and laugh their heads off, I think. But I do think it will be a niche. I do think, like you said, we have watched mainstream stuff that's worse.
Yeah.
And even less sort of, you know, followable.
Yeah.
Particularly some of the older stuff. But yeah, so and it was genuinely a surprise. And I think a lot of it with this is because of the sort of flashiness of it, and I guess just the fact that it's an online thing is that you have a different expectation of it.
Yeah.
And I think your threshold is a little bit lowered.
Mm.
And you think, well, for what it is, it's all this, that, and the other. Which I think is also fair because, you know, there's less people involved. But I do think there's a lot of good elements, and there's a couple of sort of hit and miss gags. So a couple of bits I didn't like, but otherwise, yeah, pretty good. I think I'm the same as you. I'm not super hooked into it, but a high shaky middle is a fair rating for this, I would say. But yeah, if it even sounds like it's up your street, you know, give it a watch, give it a try, because I think there are people out there that will really get on with this.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Not too bad.
The final spooky show of 2022. Whew. Well, now you can sit down and relax, but don't get too relaxed because Christmas is coming.
Christmas!
Yes, December, as always, will be our festive month. I hope you've enjoyed this Halloween season. I think we've had a better one this year. Last year was really disappointing as far as shows go.
Yeah.
And in general, I would say 2021 was a pretty bleak year.
Yeah, pretty lame. Years ago.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm pretty happy with the ones we've had, and thank you again for the recommendation. But as always, if you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to rate and review us on whatever you listen to. You can also get in touch with us, let us know what you thought at ToonJamPod, and you can find us on the three horrors of the internet: Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we also have a merchandise store, which is bit.ly/ToonJam Shop, where you can get all sorts of ToonJam goodies. And we also have a Patreon page, so check us out, ToonJamPod on Patreon, for some bonus stuff. Otherwise, all that's left to say is, again, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And until next time, you stay spooky!
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/ToonJamPod. Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.